From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I'm torn on this. There's a lot of people who say, oh, the NBA's ruined because there's no pair. Like, was anybody saying that when Jordan's teams were going, running through everybody, winning six, and, you know, six out of eight? Like, did anybody think that the sport was ruined? Doesn't everybody look at that as like a golden era of the sport?
Yeah, I mean,
like, just enjoy the greatness. If you're really a fan of basketball, I don't know how you don't enjoy watching this Warriors team. Welcome to the new Bulls. They're called the Golden State Warriors.
Not good news for the Astros yesterday.
The Dallas Keuchel news.
Yeah.
You've gotten to where now Charlie Morton's on the DL. Joe Musgrove's on the DL. Colin McHugh's been on the DL all year. I think you're going to see a lot of wear on the arms of guys like Peacock, Davinsky,
right,
that you didn't plan on using in the roles.
And I really, I don't want to start talking playoff positioning in freaking June. If you can finish with the best record where you don't have to play the Red Sox and the Indians consecutively,
right,
I like your chances a lot better.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler. F-A-O-U-R. At A-J is the real. At Jong Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, almost all sportsy today. 100%.
We've been pretty sportsy.
Hey, are you caught up on Better Call Saul?
Oh, yeah.
Did I hear right at the end there's only two episodes left?
I think so.
Hmm. That's a shame.
That's not in the whole series, though, right?
No, it's just this season.
Yeah. But I think they're only going to do one more season.
Yeah, I don't see how they could do too much more because
it's
they're
starting to run together.
Yeah, they're getting pretty close to the beginning of Breaking Bad here. And
the good news is I know Mike doesn't die.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure Saul doesn't die.
Well, yeah.
Jimmy.
I feel pretty good about that, although he won't be called Jimmy by then.
Right.
But I don't recall Kim ever being in the...
Kim dies.
Does Kim die?
She has to.
Do we know that?
No.
Do we know who kills her? Is it Chicken Man?
It's Salamanca.
Okay. It could be Salamanca. Could be Chicken Man.
Gus.
Yeah.
I love that show.
If
you don't like that show, I don't want to be your friend.
Yeah, I wanted a little more Mike, because I think the best shows have been more Mike.
His storyline is the best.
But the whole Jimmy and the guitar shop guys thing was hilarious. That was just so perfect. 832 asking, why does Fargo suck this year? I haven't seen last night yet. I was a little busy watching. Well, first I was watching the basketball game, and then my daughter got to watch Deadpool for the first time.
I don't know that it sucks. I just don't know that it's special. There's too many.
I don't really like the main characters. They're not really likable. There were always likable characters the first 2 years. I don't like the cop.
The cop that's played by Nora.
Yeah, I don't like her.
I don't like any woman who talks in that accent. I mean, that's just.
Well, you know why they intentionally make them unattractive.
Yeah.
They go out of their way to make them unattractive. If she looked like your girl, Daddario.
Yeah, but even if Alexandra talked like that, I would be disturbed.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be into it.
No,
don't you
no
know?
Way. It's not for me.
Oh, AJ, don't you know?
I don't like it when they talk like that.
Now take a look at my breasts, don't you know? 713-780-ESPN. I haven't watched that or American Gods yet, and I was kind of waiting on... I wanted to wait for the wife to get back to watch Better Call Saul, but I couldn't.
You couldn't hold out?
Yeah, yeah. Plus, I don't know. Then we're going to be in the next weekend, and I don't know if we're going to get caught up on everything before I have to go to Vegas.
Yeah.
If we're going to Vegas next week, that's going to be fun. That's going to be a great fight.
That fight is going to be awesome. You staying for the fight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your boy Lawyer Dave going out there?
I don't know. He
said he was going to.
Yeah, he might be. That'd be pretty cool. Oh,
it'd be good to be out in Vegas with a lawyer. That would help.
Yeah, that would definitely shorten the process. But 713 says he wants Chuck to play Sandusky in that movie.
That's Michael actually not
McKean.
A bad call.
Yeah, I could see that. He's got a little creep in him. I still think of him as... It's fun. Well, it's not fun. Seeing these actors old now, and you remember when they were young and creepy. And now they're old and creepy. All right, I'm gonna do an AJ type take here.
All right,
if it's okay with you. Have you seen that 5 months after surgery, Andrew Luck still hasn't thrown a football?
No.
Yeah.
Ruh-roh.
Should we?
5 months after surgery. When did he have surgery?
5 months ago.
God, I forget how. I mean, I guess I forget how long ago football season was.
It's funny, when football season ended this year, I was kind of like, you know what? I'm okay with it being over this year. I'm ready for a break from football. And now I want it back. But their first day of training camp is just 7 weeks away. And guess who hasn't thrown a football?
I mean, I guess I don't care. I mean, as long as he's throwing a football when training camp starts, I'm okay. I'm in no rush with that guy.
But here's my AJ take.
Okay.
Because you dropped this on a lot of guys. Are you starting to worry at some point that this guy is just broken and that he's never going to be the same?
Yeah.
I mean, because this is, you know, we're going on a couple years now, and shoulder and arm and things like that, and he's taking such a beating.
Yep. And the one thing that kind of makes me feel like he can come back from it is he's just such a physical specimen. Like, he's so big, he just seems like he's built to take that stuff, you know, and he'll come back. He's like Ben Roethlisberger. Like, you just think, oh, well, that guy, you can't really hurt him forever because he's Ben Roethlisberger. And Ben Roethlisberger's gone through some in his days, and he always comes back. I mean, Andrew Luck is that type of a – usually you think of quarterbacks as – or at least I say usually you do. You used to think of quarterbacks as sort of these frail guys in the red jersey, and it's just not the case anymore. Like, you could always, like, when you did a football movie, you had to have a bunch of, like, bodybuilders play football players, and then the quarterback could just be the handsome actor guy. Like, Tom Cruise could play a quarterback in a movie. That's not how quarterbacks are anymore. They're Keanu also Reeves. Large, you know, physical men. So I feel like Andrew Luck can come back from it. But, yeah, there's definite concern that he's just never going to – he's never going to be what he could have been if he were healthy, which is disappointing for me because, you know, I've been a fan of that guy for a long time.
Yeah, I wonder if maybe we've seen him at his best.
That's very possible.
And that these haven't – you know, the cumulative effect of these things. I hope not. I hope – you know. I just know every now and then you like stirring that up with J.J. Watt will never be the same.
Yeah.
And fill in the blank will never be the same. I just thought I would do a –
No,
Andrew
no
Luck,
doubt.
Just for you.
There's a worry of that.
Well, somebody's. Oh, no way. That was supposed to be your response. There's no way.
Sorry.
He's fine.
There's no way he's going to be fine. J.J. Watt's not. Andrew Luck's fine. He got a. He took some of the tissue from J.J. Watt to fix his. I mean, he's going to be okay. J.J. Watt sacrificed himself for Andrew Luck.
Did you? This was probably my favorite story of the week. We haven't gotten to it yet. The guy who, basically the hooligan soccer fan who went after those guys with knives in London. 47-year-old Roy Larner, who is a fan of Millwall FC.
My favorite team,
too. They might be my new favorite team. Allegedly, they have the toughest soccer fans around. And
I thought that was FC Dallas.
No, it's the Dynamo fans that don't get to go to Dallas anymore. It's not FC Dallas.
I thought
Dallas.
It was Dallas.
Again, that sounds a little too close. But apparently, in 1977, there was an expose revealing the rampant hooliganism among the club's fan base. I love that word, hooligans. And they're known for chanting, "No one likes us, we don't care," during games.
That's a good attitude.
Well, he was among those in London last week.
That's the same attitude I have in life.
Yeah. No one likes
us. No one likes me. I don't care.
Basically, he was in London last week at the time of the terror attacks. And he attempted to keep those around him safe by fighting off three attackers single-handedly. He was stabbed 8 times in the process.
Oh, wow.
Recalling events of Saturday night, he said they had these long knives and started shouting about Allah. Then it was Islam, Islam, Islam. Like an idiot, I shouted back at them. I thought, I need to take the bleep out of these bleeps. I took a few steps towards them and said, "Bleep you, I'm Millwall." So they started attacking me. But dude got stabbed 8 times trying to fight off 3 of these dudes.
It's pretty hardcore.
And keeping them off other people. Bleep you, I'm Millwall.
So is he a hero?
Yeah, I kind of think so. I mean, that's taking your fandom a little far, if you ask me.
Yeah.
But.
Like, would you take a stabbing and be like, I'm a Maple Leafs fan while they're stabbing you?
I'd be going,
bleep you.
Bleep you, Austin bleeping Matthews.
Probably bleep not. You, UH Cougs for life. Stab, stab. That just seems weird. That's a yeah. weird time to pronounce your fandom for a team while you're being stabbed.
Mm.
But I don't know. I don't know how it works.
No, I would probably just throw myself into it and say, kill the old man, not the young people, and that's the end of it.
There you go. You're a hero too, Fred.
Not really. I'm a hero to no one.
You're a hero to me.
No, not really.
Yes.
No, nope. I'm a disgusting old troll, as we've pointed out many times.
Agreed.
But I just think that's pretty cool. I mean, not exactly the way I would have done it. I can't imagine too many fan bases here where you would, in the States.
No.
Do you think anybody's passionate enough?
No, to get stabbed and like for, in the name of your team? Maybe Raider fan.
Maybe Raider fan. Maybe Steeler fan.
Red Sox fan.
No, Red Sox fan is phony.
No, they would run.
They're fake tough guys.
Yeah. Oh, well. Somebody said maybe if you live like this guy, you get free seats for life.
Yeah, but, I mean, if your life only lasts like a couple days.
If you're dead, then
where's your prize?
Yeah. But good on him for getting involved.
I like how, like, those guys were Team Allah. He was Team Millwall.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to leave it at that. Just do your reading.
All right, guys. I'm going to tell you about Man's Best Friend. I've taken 3 of my dogs to Man's Best Friend. They all had different behavioral issues when I took them there. It's not a problem because Man's Best Friend will personalize a training regimen for your dog. You tell them, hey, my dog's got a problem with this. Don't worry. They'll work on that with your dog, and that'll be taught out of them by the time you pick them up. They've been doing this for 36 years now, training dogs to become a good pet and a loyal friend, and that's really what you want out of your dog. Good news, it's not June 10th yet. Bad news, it's almost June 10th. And until June 10th, Man's Best Friend is offering 50% off to all military, police, firefighters, and teachers on dog training. So if that is you, jump on it quick because you're running out of time. The rest of our listeners get 30% off. And just by telling them that you heard about it here on ESPN 97.5, you get 30% off. Simple. For more info, log on to mansbestfriend.com. That's Man's Best Friend, the professional difference in dog training.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Ashton says Raiders fans would stab back.
Oh, no doubt.
Chase says he had a sense of humor about it. Apparently somebody gave him a Runner's World magazine with Learn to Run on it. That's pretty good. So let's try a phone call. Doug.
Dougie Fresh. What up, Doug? Sports.
Sports. Hey, Millwall fans really are that bad. I grew up in London, and that's who I used to go see play was Millwall. Give you an idea of what they're like. When you go to a game, like you go to Reliant, you can wander all over the stadium. At the Millwall, at the Den, their stadium, your ticket will get you into the section that your seat's in, and that's the only part of the stadium you can get to. Cannot get to the visitor fans. As a matter of fact, visiting fans have to get a police escort in to get in and out of the game.
All right.
Well, there you go. Thanks.
Friendly folks there.
Sounds like it. Well, bleep you, I'm Millwall.
Bleep you, I'm Millwall.
713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. It's one of my favorite stories of the week because I like a good...
The Millwall story?
No, not... Well, that's one of my favorites of the week, too, but this is another one. I like animal-on-animal action, not sex, but like when one animal beats up another animal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why we had the whole thing about what animals you could beat up.
Right.
And I'm starting to think China is getting it right on some things.
Like that, if you have more than one kid, you have to drown them in the river?
Well, no, not that.
Oh, good.
I was thinking more about the guy who was able to pull a helicopter with his penis. But how about this? A group of zoo investors fed a live donkey to a group of tigers in front of the public because they were angry about funding.
Because I don't give a shit.
That is the honey badger level stuff right there.
Yeah, a group of angry zoo investors fed a live donkey to tigers at a Chinese zoo after a dispute with management. The incident took place at Yangcheng City in Jiangsu Province in front of stunned visitors. The zoo said the shareholders had tossed the donkey to the tigers in a fit of rage and apologized to the public for the incident.
Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah. No, don't apologize to them. Apologize to the donkey.
Yeah, the donkey's dead.
Yeah.
Prayers, donkey.
But video clips and photos of the incident went viral on Chinese social media, triggering shocked reactions. The donkey is seen being pushed out of a truck into a moat into the tiger's enclosure, where it is quickly set upon by the tigers. Zoo visitors can be heard exclaiming in the background.
Exclaiming what?
Exclaiming, oh my God, I don't know.
Oh no. Run, donkey.
Is it wrong of me that... Well, it's a donkey.
I mean, I thought donkeys are the kind of stuff that tigers eat.
Right. Right. Every now and then, don't you want a little real life wildlife experience
Welcome
in
to
the zoo?
Jungle, kids.
Yeah, we got fun and games.
That's right. Jung? I thought so.
Yeah, well.
I thought that's what Jung would say.
Fine. All right, let's try Brian. What's up, Brian?
Hey, sports guys, how's it going?
With Sportsy.
Hey, I understand, I'm afraid you're going out to Vegas next week to play in the WSOP. Hey, I'm going flying out tomorrow to play in a WSOP event as well as some events out at the Golden Nugget. And I wanted to know, are you doing anything to prepare yourself for next week? And I wish you well, man. I'll just hang up and listen.
Good cards to you, man. Yeah, I'm planning to play event 33, but it just depends when I get out there because...
I don't know if there will be enough time.
Yeah, it's... That's the problem. I've kind of arranged to stay and play the whole thing, but I don't know if I'm going to do it. But the way and part of it, preparation, when you talk about that for a multi-day tournament, I'll just say working and doing radio shows for 3 days before that is not exactly the best prep. I always try to get as much rest as I can and then get in one cheap tournament the day before just to sort of...
Like Excalibur?
Yeah, just like a $50 tournament or something. Just to, yeah, not that that's what you're going to... Just to get the feel of sitting at a table again and being around people and, you know, making a few plays and trying to get some good thoughts into my head before I sit down for real. But then try to get as much rest as possible because once you get started and if you're going deep, that's just a long... that's a grind, man. And that's why the one I'm looking at playing is 3 days. I can handle that. I may never do the main event again just because I have no interest in playing for that long. So
you're saying you're not mentally preparing?
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. If I get out there and I don't feel like I'm ready to sit there and play a three-day tournament, I'm just going to pass on it.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I love that I'm going to get to play down at Mint on Saturday in that free roll, kind of get the feel going because I just haven't been playing enough and I'm prioritizing stuff a lot differently now and poker is becoming less and less of a priority in my life. It's more playing for fun now than worrying about going out and playing tournaments and points events and things like that, and where I'm not going to have to sit there for 12-13 hours. 713, visitors got a donkey show, huh?
I see.
I see what you did there. Gosh.
You guys are pigs.
Or asses, as it were.
I see what you did again.
But those Chinese zoos, that's where all those people are getting eaten and stuff, right, John? Aren't you guys eating people over there?
Nah, I have no idea.
Jong's not an eater.
Fine. Did you see this?
It's not his style.
Did you see this Philadelphia reporter who got into it with the police and got fired?
No.
You want the exchange?
Oh, the girl?
Yeah.
I did hear about
want
this.
It?
Oh, it's so great. Yes,
so,
please.
So the clip itself was like, what? I think it was like 5, 6, 7 minutes. I cut it down to under 2 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You guys are f***ing dick eaters. That's what you f***ing are. I'm going to record that on tape. You're f***ing suckers. I'll take my $70 and I'll swear that you guys are f***ing suckers. I did not do s***. I stood there and laughed in the rest of the audience like I should. That guy out there, which I didn't see these two guys till the end of the show, was mad because I said his necklace looked like some ancient. You arrested me for what?
Spit on
him. No, I didn't.
You just tried to spit on him.
Video. Any videotape.
You just tried to spit on him.
Thanks, Will.
I just tried. Can I put my shoe on?
No, you can't.
I just tried. Where what? What's that called?
Stop.
What's that called?
Stop.
What's that called? What's that called?
It's assault.
Assault? Yeah, what's it called? That's assault? Show me videotape. You can't. That's why everybody hates you guys. You're arresting a girl for no
The last thing I do when I'm getting arrested for being drunk and disorderly is say, you know where I work? 97.5 Gal Media. Call my boss, David Gal. He'll tell you not to bleep with me, mother bleeper, you bleep sucker. No, you don't do that.
There's an awful lot of bleep suckers in there.
Yeah.
Probably a few too many.
You want to know who came to her defense?
Who?
Somebody that's been caught doing something.
Oh, the girl that got...
That no longer works at ESPN?
Yes.
The blonde?
Tow truck driver lady?
Yeah.
Britt McHenry came out and said...
That's how relevant she is. I can't remember her name.
This is what she wrote on her Facebook page. This woman was out of line, yes. But what does it say about our culture when we gleefully film, share, and consume the takedowns of someone else's successful life and career? No one is perfect. I've seen every one of my friends make mistakes, and I've made a ton of them. I hope nobody I care about has to go through that shame publicly.
Okay, how about this? Don't act like an ass publicly.
Colleen Campbell was her name. She now says she's ruined and embarrassed.
I heard that she was saying that maybe she was drugged.
Well, first she said she had...
She said I only had one drink.
Yeah, and I might have been drugged, but then she later admitted that it was... closer to 5 drinks, including a couple shots.
And how big is she? Probably not real big.
Nah, she's a tiny little thing. Pretty cute, too.
Yeah, if you watch
she told you how cute she is.
Oh, yeah, she was right.
If you watch the video, what I'm guessing is her boyfriend is trying to, like, pull her away, and she just keeps going at it and at it. If you guys, you need to watch the entire thing, because I had to edit the middle part of it. But it was fantastic. And this is what Britt McHenry said before. The part I read was the second part of her statement. The first half, it says, This is a post for my friends. If you're sharing the video of the Philadelphia Reporter, take a second to look at yourself. I've been in a situation where a video was put out there for the sole purpose of trying to ruin my career. In my case, the tape was edited and used as extortion for money.
That's so lame. Britt McHenry's lame. Listen, the reason that tape came out about Britt McHenry is because she acted like a douche publicly. Just because you're some sort of a celebrity doesn't mean you're allowed to act however you want and talk to people however you want. It doesn't work that way.
Just don't use the "you know who I am" line. Just
yes.
Don't do that.
It's the worst thing you can do. I like how Britt McHenry's like still trying to defend herself on that.
I bet people are just beating down her door to hire her.
Yeah, just own it. I blew it, okay? I acted really foolishly.
Did she ever apologize?
I think she did the fake apology that she had to do to keep working. But I don't think she ever gave like a sincere apology. She probably still thinks that chick's a fat pig. Which maybe she is.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't say, "You're a fat pig. Do you know who I am?" So stupid.
This girl said, "When I came home, I called my producer to talk about why I was absent. I didn't realize a video was out. I found out about it later because HR called me and said I was being terminated."
That happens.
I said, "There's a video." I said, "What video?"
"The video of you acting like an ass and telling the cops how important
she
you
are." She says, "That's not me or how I talk or act or anything at all. I don't know what to do. I feel ruined and embarrassed for me and my family."
Oh, well, you should.
It's funny, at the end of that video, she's like, you don't have proof. I didn't try to spit on you. You don't have proof. Where's the video?"
Well, bad news.
There's the video.
Yeah, Britt McHenry, when that tape came out, she went to Twitter and apologized.
Yeah, but clearly it's a fake apology if she's still she's still going the other way with it. She's a lame. They're all lames. If you act stupid in public, you get wasted and you start belittling people and then you say, "Do you know where I work? Do you know who I am?" You're a moron. And I don't feel sorry for you. And if I would videotape someone doing that if that were the case.
Did she actually say something about lick her?
She said lick her starfish.
Yeah.
Her chocolate starfish. Mm. Yes.
"Well, I like farts." Ah, yes,
she said,
"I like
lick
farts.
My dumper."
"I like long farts, short farts, wet farts, your farts.
She basically said, "Tell me how my ass tastes."
Yes, she did.
That's basically what she was saying. That was her way of saying, "Tell me how my ass tastes." All right, guys. You know who never talks to you that way and never says, "You know who I am?" You know, Tri-Eagle Energy doesn't do that. They're your friends. You know why? They want to give you competitive rates with your energy, which is hard to find these days. And they want to give you they really want to be your complete energy partner. They've got a ton of additional services that the other guys don't have. Tri-Eagle, all over Texas, customers are enjoying discounts on air filters, home warranty services, smart thermostats, energy-saving kits, and more. Certain plans include the Ecobee smart thermostats. If you live in Houston, Tri-Eagle will send a certified technician to install it absolutely free. These guys, not only do they care about helping you decrease your energy usage, not only might they save you money, but they're trying to make your house work for you. Make your house energy efficient altogether. Not just your AC. You know, everything's got to work together. They've got a ton of things that can do it. They send out these little kits to their customers as a reward, and they've got tons of little ideas that can save you money along the way. TriangleEnergy.com or give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE. Use promo code ESPN for an exclusive discount. That's TriangleEnergy.com or 877-93-EAGLE. And remember that promo code ESPN. It's PUCT license 10064.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The 149th running of the Belmont Stakes, 5 p.m. Saturday on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz, 5 p.m. Saturday. I probably will be out of that tournament by then, I would think.
Just chances are good.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't played much and haven't been playing real well when I have been playing, so we'll see.
I'm cheering for you, though.
Then the Belmont, been struggling on that end, too, but this is the week I break out of it. I love the undercard. I've already been over that, but I will post that to the website. It'll be on pregame, and tomorrow night we'll have a podcast on the entire race, breaking it down with RJ Bell. So fun stuff. Matt says, for the record, he would have licked it.
I gotta check her out. What's her name
she's
again?
She's pretty hot. And then D says, if people knew who you were, you wouldn't have to ask, do you know who I am? That's always fair.
What's her name, Jong?
I don't have the one.
Her last name's Campbell. Colleen Campbell. And I mean, just the mugshot that I've seen.
I don't like that name, Colleen.
She does kind of have that northeastern sort of pale sort of Penn State-ish look to her, but I'm for.
Yeah.
I like.
I mean, she's saying she's getting a bunch of threats. I mean, I don't know who's threatening her. You're just a dummy. So a comedian was the one videoing?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so great.
That sounds like a comedian thing to do.
It's so great.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the mugshot is like downtrodden.
Right. Like it's, but that's a mugshot.
Yeah. And I'm having a hard time finding any pictures of her like working. Like I'd like to see her doing the news because then she's gonna be all dolled up.
Theoretically. All right.
But they don't put ugly chicks on the news usually.
No.
Unless they've been like grandfathered in and they were on the news before it mattered how you looked. Now you gotta be pretty decent looking to get on the news.
All right, you've been hearing me talk about this Omaha Steaks deal, and we've got Todd Simon on the line with us.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Todd? How are you?
I'm great. It's a sunny day in Omaha, Nebraska.
Well, and tell you what, you guys, you always have such great gift packages for Father's Day, but you got another one going on that we're doing with you guys. And when you put these things together, what do you think of for a Father's Day package? And because you've got so many different great things to choose from.
Right, you know, what we really want to do, we've done a lot of surveys and we figured out that dads want to spend time with their family on Father's Day, and what better way to do that than with a great cookout and just spending time outside and the kids are running around, and I know I'm going to have like 10 dads over at my house for a big grilling event, so it's going to be great. And so we put together two packages that are kind of our featured packages, but there's all sorts of great stuff at omahasteaks.com. One of them features a massive 30-ounce T-bone steak, and then a whole bunch of other stuff to make the meal great. And the other one features filet mignons because, you know, dad loves steak, and nobody ever says no to a filet mignon. So you might as well give dad a choice between the massive T-bone steak or the smaller filet mignons for the whole family.
And you guys also, you could deliver them right to people's door. That's the best thing. And you can order this package, and it shows up at your house.
That's right. When you go to omahasteaks.com, you can just choose your date. There's still plenty of time to get it there for Father's Day, although it is getting tight. It's just, what, a week from Sunday, right?
Right.
And so, you know, it would be really good for your listeners to, you know, get off their butts and go to omahasteaks.com and do something really nice for their dad and pick out one of those great Father's Day specials.
And you can do, there's enough there where you can have a party and take care of everybody, or dad can feast on that for a couple weeks, right?
Exactly. Like the filet mignon gift package has 4 6-ounce filets, it has steak seasoning, it has 4 gourmet jumbo franks, it has 4 potatoes au gratin, it has a 2-pound New York cheesecake for dessert, and it even has 8 of our 2-ounce Omaha Steak sliders, which are those cute little mini burgers that are all the rage these days, which are great to just, you know, I can eat like 6 of them, or you can have them like for kids or use them as appetizers. They're incredible. And it's just $59.99 for all that.
All right, that's Todd Simon from Omaha Steaks. Todd, appreciate the time as always, and we'll keep letting the people know about these great offers from you guys.
All right, well, have a great Father's Day.
All right, you do the same.
Okay, bye bye.
And you can get this limited time package for only $59.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com. You need to type Fred in the search bar and add a Father's Day package to your cart. Don't wait; this offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com. Type Fred in the search bar. Grab your dad. Fire up the grill.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. You know, this, everybody's doing the Tropical Storm Allison thing. Looking back on that, 2001. It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
I'm still in high school.
My buddy Steven Uzik, who writes for the Houston Sports and stuff, did a great piece on it. If you're so inclined, it's on the site.
Can't believe it was that long ago.
Yeah. I remember it well because I was stranded at the racetrack and somehow got out, even though I shouldn't have, even though water was coming over the top of my truck because I was way too drunk. July 5th, FX is premiering a new original series, Snowfall. To get you ready for the new series, executive producer John Singleton wants to send you and a guest on a four-day, three-night trip to L.A. You'll attend the world premiere screening and see how crack began when Snowfall premieres. Listen each day for your chance to qualify to be in the grand prize drawing. You could be on your way to L.A. All right, let's do some Hoffman on Hollywood.
Yes. Where should we start?
How about Hollywood?
Well, yeah, we can do that. Were you a Hellboy fan?
Yes, although I wasn't crazy about the movies.
Okay.
I thought they were okay.
I like the movies. I like Ron Perlman in there. But if you like Ron Perlman, you're going to be a little bit bummed out because Ron Perlman won't be in the next movie. Mostly because Guillermo del Toro, who directed the first two, said he won't be involved with the third one. And that caused Ron Perlman to back out of doing it. So a new Hellboy's in the works with a new team of creatives and a new star. Stranger Things star David Harbour will be playing Hellboy. And, if, you know, I don't know that this series should even be going on without Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, and but, I the one thing
about Ron Perlman.
Well, I wasn't crazy about the movies. I did like Ron Perlman in that role. I don't think that there's
I think at some point you just say, okay,
well, if they're not going to do it. We're not going to do it.
Yeah, I mean,
but they all look at those dollars that every single one of those things are making, and
so it's not a reboot. It's the third movie
it's
in
a
the
third
series.
Movie, yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, it's very strange.
You should punt on that, guys.
But they seem to want to do it. Speaking of Stranger Things, Season 2 has wrapped filming. They are ready to go. The Duffer Brothers, who write and direct the Netflix show, are excited for fans to see what's coming up in Season 2. They recently sat down and talked about the upcoming season and what they can expect, and they talked about the pressure on making Season 2 good. It's hard to follow up a great season.
Yeah.
And they said a lot of the story was figured out before the show had come out, so we had the big beats figured out already. It was almost scarier last year. Some of the stuff that fans have been asking for, we wanted the same stuff, but the point is not to give everyone what they think they want, because I don't think they really know what they want.
No, so, that's not true. I know what I want, but...
And there was people saying they wanted Barb back, and the fact that she was dead, they're saying, oh, well, they resurrect her, and they said, there's no resurrecting Barb. She's dead. So Barb is gone. They will not be able to use her anymore.
We won't miss her. Are you looking forward to that one?
I'm absolutely looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know if it can, because that just surprised me how good it was, you know?
Yeah,
now I'm going to have expectations. Who knows?
Yeah, and it what was great about it was one of those that sort of came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And I like that. Hey, speaking of shows, did I hear right that they canceled The Outsiders after 2 years?
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. I was enjoying that.
Well, speaking of Netflix, you remember Making a Murderer? Did you watch that?
I think so.
Did you watch it, John?
I watched it a little bit. I never finished it.
Yeah, the wife was watching it, so I just kind of watched some of it while she was watching it.
Well, apparently there's going to be a whole another season of Making a Murderer.
We're going to make another murderer?
Well, because...
Because that never got resolved.
Stephen Avery's attorney, Kathleen Zellner, says that Teresa Halbach's ex-boyfriend is the one who killed her. And she's filed a multi-page petition this week. And I guess this has already been in the works for a while, so they've already started to work on putting everything together. She alleges that the state destroyed evidence, namely an answering machine tape that proved Avery Savageard was not Halbach's last stop before she was killed. Avery's, of course, long contended he was framed, and that's what created the sort of docu-series on Netflix, but it looks like we're going to have more in that. What do you guys think of the chick that played Wonder Woman?
I'm a fan.
Big fan.
What, are you about to ruin it for me?
No, but what if I told you that when Gal was shooting Wonder Woman, she was 5 months pregnant in some of those scenes?
Oh, yeah, I know that.
I mean,
They had to put a green screen on her belly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was it? Serena won the Australian Open while she was pregnant. Is
yeah,
that right?
But I think she was what, only a month pregnant?
Yeah, it was like a month.
Yeah, I'm going to say Wonder Woman just topped her.
Yeah.
I mean, that's 5 months pregnant. Are you kidding me? Yeah, they cut a large hole in the front of her costume, covered her stomach with a bright green cloth, and turned her belly into a green screen, basically. She said, on close-up, I looked very much like Wonder Woman. On wide shots, I looked very funny, like Wonder Woman pregnant with Kermit the Frog. That's pretty impressive. I had no idea. Now she's massive.
I bet.
And
I don't want to see her now.
The guy who impregnated her does not look like he should have had sex with Wonder Woman. But good for him for getting it done anyway. I guess
it just gives hope to all of us.
It gives hope to the regular guys out there.
Yes.
And that's Hoffman on Hollywood, Fred.
Alrighty. Well, interesting show. Very sportsy. Somebody's asking any thoughts on betting the game tonight. I'm just playing overs pretty much straight to the end here, and they're 2-2. So far, no blood. But, yeah, that's all I got. All right, well, guess what? We're almost to Friday. It's been a confusing week because I had to miss Tuesday. So yesterday when I came in, it felt like Tuesday. But then today when I came in, it felt like Friday. I don't know why that is.
Yeah, Monday felt like Tuesday. So it's been a very long week for me.
It's a long story. It really is.
Very, very long.
Well, I'll tell you a good short story. And if you're looking for a great mattress... So my daughter was staying over. First thing she said when she got up this morning is like, "Dad, that mattress is awesome."
How long is she staying with you?
A couple days.
Oh, so, nice.
And she loves our mattress in the guest room. It's from Texas Mattress Makers, of course. All my mattresses are from Texas Mattress Makers, and one of the ones that we have is the London. That's the one that she likes so much. And she's like, "Dad, you got to get me one of these for my house." I'm like, "Okay, I'll take you over there." But now's the right time because. The Paris and London mattresses both feature the latest in quad coil technology. And if you go and you're looking to buy a mattress, Yuval and the gang are going to take care of you. They're going to teach you all about this stuff, and you're going to realize why you sleep better and why these mattresses are so much better than what you can get anywhere else. They're the experts. They're constantly coming up with new technology, making better mattresses. And how about this? The Paris King set, now $945. London Kings are at an all-new low, $1,125. And the reason you're saving so much money is because they're making the mattress right there, selling it directly to you. And you could go to a retail store. You might even be buying a mattress that they made at Texas Mattress Makers. Go get custom fitted. They're going to put you on the mattress that's perfect for you. They're going to do it at a great price. And you're going to do business with great people that are huge in the community and are doing great things for us. Texas Mattress Makers, 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed.